The Droma Bed is one of the newest, most advanced memory foam mattresses ever made. Phil, memory foam, huh? I've got one of those, but I don't know. Well, this one is special. It's engineered using cutting-edge ergonomic design techniques, state-of-the-art, ultra-comfortable, eco-friendly material technology, all built to fit in a small box, small enough to be shipped via standard shipping methods. And Droma Bed provides you with unparalleled quality of sleep. This is what you need at a significantly more affordable price than the other high-quality beds found out there. Droma Bed, it's 100% sourced and manufactured right here in the USA, and you get a 200-night risk-free trial. So why don't you just do that? I mean, that's almost the entire year. And you get free shipping if you're in the contiguous states, made from natural products like unicorn fur. That's how soft it is. And it's 12 inches thick, not like the other guys who are all 10 inches. You know, length matters. It really does. Go to the sponsors page, Droma Bed. That's width. I'm sorry. It's not length. For a limited time, you get $75 off with the offer code that's on our sponsors page. Look for the Droma button and get one. Dream on one. Droma. It's Phil, along with Brooke and Kelly, Phil Hewlett and friends. June is always a big month for wedding proposals, but I suspect some of these proposals are so grandiose that the production date might get moved into July. Just the same, whatever happened to dropping to one knee and popping the question, you know? Old school. Joining us now is the author of the book, Smart Relationships, How Successful Women Can Find True Love, licensed clinical psychotherapist, regular on the program, Dr. Leslie Beth Wish. Hello, doctor.
Hello, and good morning. I love this topic.
Oh, me too. And are we all married in the room, except for you, Brooke? You're not married, are you?
I'm not married.
You're not married either, Kelly?
No.
Oh, then, doctor, are you married?
Yes.
Okay, so it's us against them.
Bring it.
Great advice for all the unmarried people.
That's right. Now, I might have mentioned this to you before, doctor. My proposal was not a huge production. In fact, it kind of sucked.
Uh-oh.
It went like this. We're going to get married, aren't we? And she said,
really?
I guess.
Shame on
and you.
You
said.
And that and that was it.
That was it?
That was it.
No ring?
No.
You didn't even give her a ring?
Oh, we went shopping for a ring later, but that's how it went. We're going to get married, aren't we?
So we actually gave her the ring after. Was there no production of officially giving her the ring?
Did you go to get down on one knee?
No, we went to the store and we bought the ring and she put it on.
How old were you?
Really?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was in my early 20s.
They were young. They were babes.
You didn't know.
You know, it's not a bad idea not to have a ring. Because you may not know exactly what your intended wants. So you could kind of skip looking like a jerk. What you can do is you buy a, you know, those little rings that come in the Cracker Jack box, or you go to a novelty store,
and
you include in the box when you open it, I love you so much, I want to go together with you to pick out the ring that you would like.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot for not reinforcing how big of an idiot I was when I proposed. But I like that because it's nice. I mean, if you go and just pick out a ring without any input from from your intended, it could go very badly.
True.
Very often. And I want to put a little asterisk next to your story. Just because your proposal wasn't so great, it doesn't have to be a sign that the rest of your married life is going to have problems, but it's something to be aware of.
Mm. Yeah, well, I'd say it's been going great. I mean, we're going on 35 years, so that's unusual in itself, the fact that I work in radio and I've been married that long. So. Now, let me ask you this, doctor. What's the deal with June? Is the middle of the calendar somehow more romantic, or are the odds in favor of a yes because the weather is generally better than it is, say, in November?
No, usually school is out. You know, you're done with school, you're done with your degrees or whatever your professional training is, and it sounds like this is a good time for us to, you know, we're the deck is cleared. So that's why June somehow has become bride month.
Are you in favor of those big production marriage proposals? You know, the invite her to the beach, then a guy in a tuxedo walks out of the water singing in French while a string trio plays while perched in a tree and an airplane flies by with the Will You Marry Me sign in tow. I mean, that's a lot of pressure to say yes, isn't it?
It's a lot of pressure. And the problem with big production proposals is that too often that proposal is more about the person proposing.
Yeah.
Look how big, important I am. This is my big effort to show you that, you know, it's all about me, and you better appreciate the effort I put out for you, honey, because I got the plane and the butler and the your favorite champagne and flew your sister and cousins in, who I can't stand anyway. Yeah, okay. So you have to be careful, those too muchness factor.
Yeah.
Sometimes that can be a warning that someone in this relationship is going to need a lot of praise.
That's a scientific reference there, the too muchness factor. That's
the too muchness.
That's been peer reviewed and all of that, right?
Well, that's how you feel about it. Like, oh my gosh, this is like, you know, you want to act so happy and overwhelmed and tell all your friends, but there can be that little kernel of thought inside you that says, ew.
Yeah. How about proposing on the Jumbotron at a baseball game?
Oh, I really don't like those. Those are just awful.
I worry about the guy when he does that.
Definitely. And, you know, sometimes the other person may not be looking their best. If it's a woman, she might have her hair piled on top of her head or a hoodie or whatever. Oh, that's just awful. And you sit there and you go, oh, no, don't look at that.
Yeah. I've seen a couple of no's because, you know, I work hockey games and I've seen a lot of proposals over time. And I've seen a couple of no's and it's just, oh, it's so sad. And then the crowd starts chanting, too. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Is there any moving forward in a relationship after a no, or is too much damage done?
That's a really good question. You know, sometimes there's just too much damage done. You've seen it in movies where the guy is so full of himself and he's convinced that he, you know, gives the proposal in front of all his friends, and she says something like, you know, we got to talk later.
Yeah. It's we got to talk later, or it's not yet. What are you proposing already? We've only known each other for 3 days.
What happens is doubts get raised. They get amplified when the things are brought to its seemingly logical conclusion. This is it. This is the end of the cliff. Either jump off and get married, or you go, uh-oh, I ain't jumping.
Yeah, and then you go to the mall together, and the guy, you know how guys' minds are. You're sitting there in front of the burger shop, and like 50 different girls walk by, and in the guy's mind, it's like, I bet she'd say yes. If I asked her right now, I bet she'd say yes.
But let's think about those underwhelming proposals, kind of like the one that you did, but it worked out well, okay? That's why I put that little warning note.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to mean, you know, it's the end of the world and this is a bad thing. But pay attention to being underwhelming. You know, you don't want to propose to the person in between television commercials.
Oh, right. Yeah, because then it's like, all right, now that we have a moment.
Yeah, you're an afterthought. You know, let's not do this. Don't take too long because the show or the game's coming back on.
Yeah. Oh, thank God for DVRs where you could hit pause, huh?
Right, exactly.
Oh, man. But the old fashioned thing, you go out to dinner, you buy some flowers, and you pull a box out of your pocket and get down on one knee. I mean, that is going to work every time, isn't it? Isn't that the best way to do it?
Yes and no. I mean, if you can't come up with anything else, it's your good fallback. But here's a better way to propose that isn't suffering from too muchness or too littleness.
Yeah.
Is the person proposing, by that time, should know what their partner likes.
Mm.
They should know where their favorite place is. And why not make your proposal meaningful? Go to where you had your first date or your first kiss or when you first knew you were falling in love. Those are meaningful if you can be there.
Yeah. I heard somebody, they were going to marry a gal who was really a dog lover, loved her dog, and so he got the ring and fed it to the dog.
Oh, fed it to the dog.
Yeah, and when the dog pooped out the ring, that was the proposal moment.
Oh, you're
kidding. You know what? My first thought is that this is a guy who's never going to pick up his socks and underwear. There's always going to be dirty dishes in the sink. I mean, that's scary.
It could damage the dog. It could kill her dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I guess it wasn't very thoughtful after all. Was it?
I'm just visualizing what kind of stuff came out.
Yeah.
Hard, soft.
Yeah.
I can see her picking it up and throwing it away, not having a clue that anything special was inside of it.
I know. You'd have to, like, go digging.
Yeah.
Who'd want to do that? This is someone
who's
a wreck, whose closets are a wreck. The shoes are 25 pairs of shoes are sitting in the family room. I mean, forget it.
Dr. Wish, I thought you've seen everything, but apparently not.
Oh, that's pretty scary. No.
He's always putting the ring in the champagne.
Now,
glass.
You've written more than one book. You've written, what, two books? Or
Three.
Three books. Okay. I don't know that we have all three in the store. Which is your most recent book, the one that I referenced?
Yes, and the companion to it, which is called The Love Adventures of Almost Smart Cookie.
Oh, Almost Smart Cookie. We have that one in our store.
Okay.
I know that. Yeah, okay. Well, you are a prolific writer and just a wonderful person to speak with. And if people want to get in touch with you and get your advice on a more personal level, and I'm not even in the room, so I won't be there to ruin the conversation, how do people get in touch with you?
Please go to my website, lovevictory.com, and there'll be a place with my email and my phone number, and I welcome helping anyone, particularly your listeners. And let me add one last thought. Why is a proposal so important in the first place?
I don't know why.
Why can't you just, you know, say, honey, here's the wrapper from the cigar, and you put it on your finger. How's that sound? So what happens when the going gets a little rough in a long-term relationship and a marriage, as there always are going to be rough spots. What happens is you go back and you review all the rituals you had. And the first ritual usually is first meeting, first kiss, falling in love, first time sex, and your proposal. These are the kinds of memories that need to get reactivated as emotional reminders that you are still good as a couple.
Yeah, look at that. See?
Yeah.
How about that? This is why we have you on the show. You add so much clarity. Now, if I could just remember what you said, that would be... and go back in time and do that over again? Okay.
But you can always do a redo.
Oh.
Remember
that. Is fun.
You know, and even if your first proposal didn't go well, you can still do a redo.
Problem is, my wife listens to this show, and it's, you know, it's kind of like it took her 10 years to get used to the fact that I was buying her gifts online. You know, like, I didn't put in the effort, you know. So, anyway, I'm screwed anyway, I look at it. That's why our marriage has lasted so long, because I just resigned myself to realizing I'm screwed.
Well, you know, you said you were happily married.
I am.
Have some
They're great.
Secrets.
They're solid. They're cool.
I've been married for almost as long, and these things are very important. You know, the other thing to do is to keep things alive. Do things that are new, that are different.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good idea. Right there. I'll work on that. Dr. Leslie Beth Wish, I wish you'll be on the program more often, and maybe we'll make that happen. And thanks a lot. And again, lovevictory.com is the website that you want to visit to get in touch with Dr. Wish. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, and happy love.
Oh, thanks. Okay. See? Don't
As a single
better?
Girl?
Yeah.
I think if I were to be proposed to ever one day, maybe possibly,
yeah.
For me, it's more about what he says to me. Versus like where we are, what we're doing, or how big of a show. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What do you think, Kelly?
You know, I just want him breathing. Doesn't matter to me.
Warm body. Hey, how did Brexit affect your travel dollar? Our travel guy, Gary Warner, has looked at the numbers and will tell you whether now is a good or a bad time to travel to Europe and the UK. You might be surprised. He's coming up in our next segment just a few minutes from now. First, I want to tell you about Aquasana. You know who they are? They make home water filtration systems that will save your life and the life of your family, because the tap water is filled with stuff, poison, that is slowly killing you. And it's not only in the water, it's in the air of your house. Let me explain. The Aquasana Rhino water filtration system removes 97% of the chlorine from your tap water. And guess what? When you take a shower, the chlorine's in that water. And then the chlorine evaporates from the water and floats around your house as chlorine gas. You wouldn't just breathe that for kicks, would you? No, because you're smart. That's why you're going to get a filter system for your house from Aquasana. You get 40% off and free shipping on a complete system just for listening to my voice. Go to the sponsor page at philhewlettandfriends.com, click on the Aquasana button, and the complete 1 million gallon Rhino whole house filtration system, whether you're hooked up to pipes or to a well, either way, they've got them both. It usually sells for more than $1,600. It's yours for just $978.99. Aquasana, live healthy. All right. Do you? Need one?
Yeah.
Of course you do.
I'm going to go click on that sponsor.
Aquasana will hook you up.
All right.
So, Brooke, we were talking about the romance and the dog just a moment ago.
Yes, we were.
Sometimes you can get a little too romantic with your dog.
I've seen it happen. I've seen people, you know, just full on like kiss, 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 lick, lick, lick with their dogs.
Yeah, it's
clean
gross.
Clean my teeth.
Oh, yeah.
God. My youngest daughter, when she gets home from work, and our little dog, Ginger, she's got her own Facebook page, by the way. They make out for like a half an hour, and it's just gross.
It's all a tiny dog?
It's adorable.
Little dog,
does it go up her nose?
Oh, it's just all over the face.
Oh, God. It just drives me nuts when they do that.
I mean, both open mouth.
Oh. How old is your daughter?
I don't know, but she must be building up all sorts of super immunities. That's what I'm thinking.
Because there is another person elsewhere who nearly died from licking her dog or having her dog lick her.
I hope my daughter's listening.
Well, I hope so, too. It might save her life. So there was a woman, and granted, full disclosure, this woman was in her 70s. However, she was a very healthy 70s woman, and she had no immune deficiency, anything going on. She was fine. But she did end up being taken to the hospital, thrown in intensive care for 2 weeks, organ failure, slurred speech, the whole bit, and she nearly died. And it was because of a bacteria that I cannot pronounce that is present in the mouths of dogs and cats.
Mm.
They found it in her bloodstream. So you got to be careful with your furry ones, as cute as they are, and as much as you want to make out, you know,
you know where they lick.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's not even just that.
Any place they wanna.
Before.
But they're also like sticking their nose in other dogs, you know.
Business.
Yes.
And they eat
that's
things.
All over their muzzle and
They eat things that are disgusting that we just talked about with the ring.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Something I forgot to bring up when we were talking to Dr. Wish there a moment ago. New survey found that 52% of couples, 52, more than half, by a little, I am pretty sure that's the math. 52% of couples did not have sex on their wedding night.
Okay.
Because they were too exhausted or one of them was too drunk.
Yep.
The two best guesses I would have come up with.
Yeah. There's a punk rock song about being too drunk, right? I think there is.
I've just seen all the brides and grooms at the weddings I've been to, and they all do seem absolutely just so dead tired, and I just see them buzzing around all night and the whole week up to it. It's
on our wedding night, we were way too tired, and we actually discussed it. We both decided that we really just wanted to go to sleep, but then we thought, you know what? Tradition requires that we do consummate this properly.
Mm. When I got married.
So you toughed it out. Huh?
We toughed it out.
Were wasted.
Yeah.
We passed out.
Here's a smart guy. He's in Houston. He recently posted photos of his wife and his mistress on his Facebook page with the caption, "These two better learn to get along.
Oh, my God.
I work extremely hard, and I think I deserve to have everything my little heart desires."
Aw, what a guy.
His wife and his mistress won't get along.
Hmm.
Feel bad about that.
I bet you he was a terrible proposer, too.
Yeah, maybe so.
Probably fell asleep.
Yeah. All right. We got to. You know that music means.
Uh-oh.
It means that we're coming to the end of this segment.
No.
Let me see if there's something I just want to throw in real quick. Not that. Hold on a second. I got something. Oh, how many times a day do you think we touch our phones?
A lot.
You got a number, Kelly?
I was going to say like about under like 475.
Is that a number higher or lower, Brooke?
I'm saying it's higher.
2,617 times a day.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
It is. Hey, travel guy Gary Warner joins us in just moments with your trip to Europe and the UK post-Brexit. Could be ugly. We'll see what Gary has to say. He's joining us next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.